Welcome to Torati Mecha Nachio Mirit Oyu Women's Initiative. I'm Michal Horitz, and today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph. More about the corrupt ways of Achav and Izabel. Very tragic happenings here. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi achar dvarim ha'ela, kerem hayu en navos ha'yizra'eli, asher b'yizri'al, etzel heicha Achav melech shermam. We meet a person named Navos, or Navot. Navot ha'yizra'eli, who was in Yisrael, and he had a vineyard near the palace of Achav in the Shamam. Who was Navos? Art school tells us Navos the Israeli was the king's cousin. He was the son of his father's brother, according to the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin, so he was the first cousin of Achav. He was also a righteous person, this is very important, who ignored the northern kingdom's prohibition against being Olo L'Ragel to the Beit HaMikdash. He had a beautiful voice which inspired his fellow pilgrims, that's according to Yalkut Shimoni. The Malbim says, although Achav's primary residence was in the Shimon, he also had a palace in Yisrael, which was adjacent to the vineyard. Okay, so what happens? Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Achav El Navos, Neymar, Tunali Es Karmicha, Vayidi the Ganya Rock, Kyu Karav Eitzel Bisi, Ve'et Nelecha Techtav Kerem Tov Mimenu, Im Tov Beinecha, Et Nelecha Kesef Mechirza. So Achav makes actually a very good proposition. He says to Navos, listen, give me your vineyard. It will be for me a green garden, Ganya Rock, a vegetable garden. It is close to my palace. I will give you instead an even better vineyard. And if it's good in your eyes, I will even give you silver for the price of the vineyard. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Navos el Achav chalila limei Hashem mititi et na'achas avosai lach. Navos says, profanity be to me, to God, to give you the inheritance and portion of my father's. Art school teaches us, quoting the Malbim, although Navos had a right to decline Achav's offer, the vehemence of his answer was disrespectful. It was an implied rebuke, as if to say, I would not give up my physical inheritance, but you, Achav, have abandoned the Torah, the spiritual heritage of our ancestors, and cast your lot with the idols of your queen. So what happens? Navos refused. Pasuk Dalet. Vayavo Achav el Beiso, Sar v'Zefer. Reminds me actually of Haman. Sorry to compare a Jewish king to Haman, but it does. Vayavo Haman el Beiso, Eivel v'Chafui Rosh. Why? Because he can't have Mordechai's respect. Achav comes home to his house. He is very upset. Sar v'Zefer, Al Adavasher, Diber Elof Navos Yisraeli. Vayomer lo Eitem Lechas Nachas Avosai Vayishkav Al Mito. So he's literally physically sick. He comes home from his house. We are in Pasuk Dalet, and he's so upset that he has been refused to be given the vineyard, and he comes home sullen, and he's angry, because Navos said no, and he has to lay down in his bed. He turns his face to face the wall, and he refuses to eat bread. Nobody knows what's wrong. Izabel says, what is going on? Why are you in such a bad mood? Why are you eating? And he speaks to her. He tells his wife, listen, I went to Navos the Israeli, and I said to him, give me your vineyard, bekesef, I'm going to pay you. Oh, im chafetz ata, nelecha kerem techtav, I'll pay you. If you desire, I'll give you an even better vineyard. Vayomer, but Navos said to me, lo etein lechaz kermi, I will not give you my vineyard. Atomer elav Izabel ishto, Izabel's wife said, oive, ata, you, ata now, tas emelucha, ayiso, ata with an aleph, you, ata with an I, now tasa malucha le Yisrael, act like a king, be a man up, she says, kum, get up, echol lechem, eat bread, the yitav libecha, your heart will feel good, ani etein lechaz kerem Navos ha'Yisrael, don't worry, leave it to me, I'm going to give you the vineyard of Navos the Yisraeli. What does she do? Vatichtov svarim b'shem Achav, she takes Achav's seal, his signet, she takes scrolls, and she writes scrolls in the name of Achav, v'tachton b'chosmo, she seals it with his royal seal. V'tishlach svarim el azikenim ve'el achorim asher b'iru hayosh v'mes Navos. She sends these scrolls to the elders and the officials in the city of Yisrael who dwelled with Navos. What did she write? V'tichton b'svarim neymar. What did these scrolls say? Keru tzom, she wrote scrolls in the name of Achav, declare a fast, v'hoshivu es Navos b'rosh ha'am. Proclaim a fast day and sit set Navos at the head of the people. Why? What's the point here? Rashi says, Kirutzom ubiyontzom darcham livdok ba'aveiro shabiyadam. On a fast day, it was their custom to check what sins were in their hand. So in other words, they're going to uncover the sin of Navos, because a fast day is a time for introspection. So they're going to say, what sins do we have here? The Radak says, Kurutzam, Kimashmo, Lashon Tainis, like it sounds like, declare fast, Vechain Targum Yonasan, Gazrutzam, like Targum Yonasan says, declare fast, Ver Amraze, why did she say, it says the Radak Lafisha, Beyama Tainis, Mefash Peshin Bemase, in paraphrase of Chazab. On a day of a fast, they examine their deeds. And if they find that there is iniquity, someone is liable, there's been guilt and sin, they're going to rectify it. Therefore, and it's interesting, their dad quotes his father, Adoni Avizal, my master, my father, Perush Tzom, Kibbutz, declare a fast day and gather everybody in. And he brings a proof of this from Yirmiyah, Mifsechas Chulin, Balamaisa. The point is that both Rashi and Radak are telling us that a fast day is a time of introspection. So when they do this, Yafashfesh B'masov, Yamashmesh B'masov, let's do a Chashban and Evers, they're going to find who is the sinner, Navos. I'm a sinner, I'm putting it out in quotes. Pasuk Yud, she was very, very wicked. Isabel. And furthermore, the letters continue. Vahoshivu shnei anashim b'nei Belial negdo. See two wicked men opposite Navos. Viiduhu. And they will testify, they'll be witnesses against him. Lemur saying, Beirachta, that is a paraphrase, that's not a paraphrase, is the wrong word, a euphemism. Beirachta Elokim v'melech. They're going to say, what is Navos' sin? He cursed God and he cursed the king. He was married b'melech u'shamayim. He was married b'melech. V'otziu, take him out, v'siklu, and stone him, v'yamas, and he shall die. Why does she need to set this up? This is a question of the Radak. Like, why can't you just order that they should kill him? Why do they have to make a whole sham trial to say that Navos is guilty? It was a place full of idol worship. Why can't they just kill him? The Radak addresses this. Radak to Pasugir. Ye'idubo, these two witnesses, these evil men, should testify against him. Yesh lish'ol, says the Radak. You could ask, Kevan shahasarim v'hasiganim yodu har hadavar ki sheker haya. The officials here know that this whole plot is false. This is all a lie. It's to set up Navos, to declare him guilty and punishable by death, but it's not true. Lama hayu tzrich in the chozeh yargu b'mitzvah si'zavah below edus u'below davar. Why do you need to go through this whole sham for? Just kill him. Say Zavah said Navos had to be killed. Period. The end. You need to set up a whole mock trial. Hatushuva. The answer is kizikni ha'ir v'hasarim hayu ma'atin v'yadam hayu b'mal imizavah. The truth is that the elders of the city who were wicked and the officials of the city were few, and their hands were really with the trespass with the wicked of Izavel. If the elders would have revealed to the nation, the nation would never have allowed Navos to just be killed stam. Never mind Navos' relatives. If Izavel said, I'm killing him without charge, the people would never have allowed it. The ilu ratzitza Izavel lahargo below mishpa lo hayu koach biyada. If Izavel wanted to kill him without a trial, without any reason, without saying justice is being served, she could never have done so. Ki af ligzol hakerem lo hayala koach. She couldn't even steal the vineyard. She certainly couldn't kill a person without reason. Ki acha v'Izavel, continues the Radak, even though Achav and Izavel were so wicked against heaven, against God, in their idol worship, but to become murderers of innocent people, robbers of innocent people without justice in the land, their constituents, the people in Israel, Malchus Yisrael, would have rebelled against them. Kilo hayu manichim balechaleim im lo yamid eretz b'mishpat. It's one thing if Achav and Izavel, you want to do a avodah zar, but there's not going to be justice. You're going to start murdering innocent people and stealing their vineyards. That will never allow that. Aval lemanu me'avodas gilu le mo hayu yicholim. The people cannot prevent them from doing idol worship. Kilo hayu ela shivas alafim asher lo kar lebal. And the entire Malchus Yisrael, there were only 7,000 people who did not worship Avodah Zarah. Vishar Yisrael hayu rabim ma'od. There were a lot of people in Israel. Shahayu libam be'amunas habal, that unfortunately believed in the Baal. Shahayu mitamim oso neviya Baal, because the neviya Baal managed to convince almost the entire Malchus Yisrael that Baal was the way to go. Forget God. We know the truth. Baal is the truth. But to start, of course, Rechman Al-Tzam, that's totally corrupt and wrong. But Radak says the people would never have allowed Achav and Izebel to start killing indiscriminately. Lafichach biksha Izebel alila. Therefore, she looked for some kind of pretense. Shaha yarog Navos b'mishpa. She says, no, we're carrying out the execution of Navos, righteous justice. Ki harge manchus nischehem lamelech. Those who are killed by the king, the property goes to the king. Ubatcha Izebel bezikne Yisrael. Who? Izebel trusted the elders of Israel who were corrupt. She yichsu Allah, they will cover up for her. The ya'alimu adavra, they'll hide the truth of the matter. Oh, yada behem, shahayu yirinas Achav mod. She also knew that these elders feared Achav very much. Lafichach kasva lahem b'shem Achav, v'chasma lahem b'chosma. That's why she wrote the letters in Achav's name. She knew that the Zakenim were afraid of Achav. Ki yada shalo yishnu achrei dibro, v'afal pishayu yodim. Even though they knew it was false, they would never deviate from what Achav commanded them. When it came to this, false witnesses and murder, the Zakenim were Rishaim. Just like the witnesses were, like Izebel says, therefore sit two wicked men as witnesses opposite him. Okay, Pasuk Gidav, it's actually very, very interesting teaching of the Radak. Lamaisa, the people are so steeped in Avodah Zarah and Baal worship, but to start murdering innocent people, that they would never tolerate. And therefore she knows that, and that's why she has to set up this whole sham. Okay, Pasuk Gidav. Vayasu anche ira zekevim v'achorim asher yoshvim b'ira kasher shachaleim izeva. So what do? The officers and the elders of the city and the officials over the city, Pasuk Gidav, set up exactly as Izebel told them, kasher. Like it was written in the letters from Achav. Karutzom, they declared a fast. Oh, well, Shivas Navos, Barosha'am. They set Navos at the head as if to say, we're going to do a fish push b'masav, yamash mesh b'masav, not of our own deeds, of course. Let's examine the deeds of Navos. Vayeiduhu anche Abliel as Navos negeram lemer beirach Navos elokim v'merech. They bring these two false witnesses in front of the eyes of the people. The witnesses says, this man cursed God and the king. Vayotziu michutz la'ir. They take him outside the city. Vayiskeruhu. They stone him, ba'avanim, with stones, vayamos, and he died. Very interestingly, why was Navos worthy of death? So the art school tells us, quoting the Malbim, 1 second, that's not what I wanted to tell you. Just joking. Okay. Our scroll tells us, quoting the Gemara and Yalkut Shimoni, although Navos was innocent of blasphemy, he did not, of course, curse God or the king. It is axiomatic that there was a reason why divine justice allowed him to be killed. The Torah promises those who go to Jerusalem for the pilgrimage festivals will be given divine protection. Maseches Pesachim. But that year he did not go, and thereby fortified his divine protection against Izebel, Yalkut Shimoni. Furthermore, according to the Me'am Lois, the Torah promises no one will covet the property of the pilgrims. But since Navos did not go, his property was indeed coveted. I know it sounds like it's difficult to understand, but we also have to know that Kosh Baruch Hu is medactic with tzaddikim kechur ha'sa'ara, and someone so righteous who went every year was expected to continue going. And even though Achav and Izebel's, not even though, yes, Achav and Izebel's actions were completely abhorrent and despicable, they will be punished very severely. At the same time, for some reason, Navos deserved Misa Bidei Shemayim. Pasuk Gidal, Ve'yishtichu al Izebel, not really Bidei Shemayim. Okay, Lamaisa, divine justice allowed him to be killed. Ve'yishtichu al Izebel Lemor, and they sent Izebel a message, saying, which means they knew that the letters were written by Achav. Aha, but they really knew it was Izebel. Sukal Navos Vayamas, she gets word, he has been stoned, he is dead. And when Izebel hears that Navos was stoned and died, Izebel says to Achav, Kum, get up. Reish asker navos Yisraeli asher me'ein laseisecha bekesef ki ein navos chai ki me'is got up honey. You know the vineyard you wanted that Navos wouldn't sell you? It's yours. Go take possession of it. Navos is dead. And when Achav hears that Navos is dead, no questions asked. He gets up. He goes down to the kerem. And he takes possession. It's now his inheritance. Vayhi dvar Hashem Eliyahu Tishbi Deimar. The word of God appears to Eliyahu the Tishbi saying, get up, go down to meet Achav, the king of Israel that is in the Shamran. Behold, in the kerem of Navos, that he went down there to take possession of it. And you shall speak to him saying, Ko Amar Hashem, you Eliyahu should speak to Navos saying, so says the Lord, Haratzachta the Gam Yarashta, you killed. You took possession. The Dibar to I love Lamer, Ko Amar Hashem. And you, Eliyahu, should tell Navos, Bemakamasher Lakuku Hakalavim as Dam Navos, Yaloku Aklavim as Dam Chagamata. And the place where the dogs lick the blood of Navos, the dogs will lick your blood. And Achav says to Eliyahu, that's the Nevuah. So when Achav sees Eliyahu, he does not know why Eliyahu came, what Eliyahu is coming to say. So when Achav sees Eliyahu, Hamitzasani Oivi, have you found me, my enemy? Achav says to Eliyahu. Oh, and Eliyahu says, yeah, Taka, I found you. You better believe I found you. Matzatzi, yes, I have found you. Yan hisma kerchal asos harabein Hashem, since you have plotted and devoted your whole life to doing bad in the eyes of God. Hinini mevi elecha ra'a. I'm bringing upon you evil. Uviarta acharecha. I am going to destroy those who come after you from your family. Vichrati from karis la'achav mashtim bekir. We've seen that expression before. Anyone who urinates against the wall, that means any males from your line will be cut off. Va'atzer va'azuv b'yisra. Anyone who is protected, anyone who is supported Israel from your line, they're going to be cut down. Remember those two wicked kings, Yeravam and Basha, your household will become like them because of the anger that you angered God and because you caused Israel the sin you brought upon Israel. And also Izabel says, God saying, the dogs will eat Izabel in the walls of Israel. Continues Eliyahu, Hamesh la'achav b'ir yochu hakalavim. Those from the family of Achav who die in the city, the dogs will eat their flesh. Hamesh basada yochu of hashamayim pasuk of dad. And those who die in the fields, the birds will eat them. Rak lo haya ka'achav asher hismaker lasos harab b'nei Hashem. There was no one like Achav who devoted himself to doing wicked in the eyes of God. Asher hisata oso izevel ishto. Who caused him to do the bad? He was a weak personality. He went after his wife. The Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, Perikudalet, Pasuk Alef, Chachmos Noshim Ban Sabesa, Vivalis Biyadeh Torosena. The wisdom of the woman builds the house, and the foolish one destroys it with her own hands. Izabel was a strong woman. Achav was a person who went after everything she said. He convinced Israel to do bad. He himself did wicked because he was swayed by Izabel, his wife. Which, of course, is not an excuse. A person has to act like an Eved Hashem. La'yita'ev ma'od, from the word abominable. Sorry, it is abominable before Hashem. La'yita'ev ma'od. It's like a to'eva to God. L'alechas achrei geludim. He was acting in an abominable fashion to go after Vodazar Kachosh, or Asu, or Mori, or Hoi, or Hashem, and Pnei B'nei Israel. Just like one of the Canaanite tribes there, Mori did, who Hashem had caused, chased out before the children of Israel. La'ihi kishma Achav es hadvarim ha'ela. Interestingly, when Achav hears what Eliyahu said about him and his household, and he's having what will happen, la'yikra begadav, all of a sudden he tears kriya, v'yasam sak al besar v'yatsam. Really, we see from the personality of Achav that it really seems that inside himself he has part of himself that's really good and wants to do Ratzon Hashem, but he is a weak, it seems, but he's such a weak personality, he's not able to stand up to his wife. Remember when all the Bnei Bial are shechted in the Nevi Ebal, are shechted in Nachal Kidron, so he doesn't say anything bad. He goes home and he can't wait to tell Izabel what happened. So it seems to be clearly there's something deep inside of him, the neshama, that really wants to serve Hashem, but unfortunately he's not able to bring that to fruition fully. He can't stand up against his wife, against the Avodah Zarah. He can't make his own decisions. You know, when he hears Navos is dead, he's like, oh, Gevald, like, I'm going to take the field. Like, didn't you wonder how this happened? It was after these things, Achav tears his clothing, he puts sackcloth on his flesh, by Yatsam, he fasted. Vayishkav basak, he lay down in sackcloth. He's taking an expression of repentance. It's pasuk of Zion. It's really very, very powerful. When he hears what's going to happen, all of a sudden he's doing teshuva. And Chazal say that this was not a fake teshuva. This was actually a very sincere teshuva. Ayalech ad, he walks about slowly and barefoot. And the art school tells us, he removed his leather shoes as a sign of mourning. Radak says he walked slowly, contemplating his sinful past. The Rabag says he walked alone, avoiding people like someone who had been publicly rebuked. So we really see that very interestingly. He takes his teshuva upon himself. So what happens next? Because of the teshuva, Vayidvar Hashem El Eliyahu HaTishbi Leimar, the word of Hashem is to Eliyahu HaTishbi saying, Hara'isa ki nichna Achav Milfanai. Have you seen? Achav is humbled before me. Hashem, could you imagine the koach of teshuva from Achav? Hashem accepts his teshuva. Ya'an ki nichna mipanai, because he is humbled and he took my words to heart. Lo avi hara biyamav biyamei b'no avi hara albi. So I will not bring the wicked that I promised upon his household in his lifetime, rather in the days of his son. Oh, sorry, that's the next parak. I wanted to quote something from Rashi, last Rashi to last Pasuk, Pasuk of Tas, lo avi ara, ras beso lo avi biyamav, the wicked, the punishment that will befall his household, I will not bring in his days, says Hashem. Aval gzeiras yiluku hakelavim es dama, but the promise, the nevu that you said, the dogs will lick his blood, e efshar levo biyamei bino. Hashem said, I can't bring that in the days of his son. I said, the dogs will lick his blood, but the cutting off of his entire household will happen in the days of his son, not in his days, Allah love. Only upon him the dogs will lick his blood, but not upon the cutting off of his family will occur in the days of his son. So we see here, very interestingly, Achav really has in himself that he wants to be a good person. We have to learn from here that when we have good intentions, we have to strive to surround ourselves with good people and bring them to fruition. And of course, Baruch Hu always accepts teshuva, which should spur us, of course, to always be faithful of the Hashem. Dedicated anonymously, this chus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them koach and wisdom to lead Kaisro and bring us closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach b'mher b'yameinu. Amen. Kol tov. Thank you so much to all. We will continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.